This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, February 12th. God's word for you today is approved. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 8, verse 33, which says, "Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one, for God himself has given us right standing with himself." Nights are tough times, and usually night situations are very challenging situations. Acts 16 verse 22 to 24 says, "A mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them stripped and beaten with wooden rods. They were severely beaten, and then they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape. So the jailer put them into the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. Paul and Silas were not just whipped, they were flogged and severely beaten. They were stripped of their clothes, and apart from the pain of the strokes, Paul and Silas experienced the pain of accusation." The pain of accusation is always unpalatable, whether the accusation is correct, like in the case of Paul and Silas, or incorrect, like in the case of Paul and Silas. They were both correctly and incorrectly accused. Accusation is an accusation, whether right or wrong. It feels the same way. Sometimes it appears that accusation is a spirit. It appears that people just accuse you wherever you go. That spirit will not find you again in the name of Jesus. Even things that ought to be working for you appear to be accusing you. For some, it is their car that is accusing them. For some, it is their clothes that are accusing them. The clothes have holes. Sometimes you want to wear a wig, and the wig is accusing you of overuse. Unfortunately, because it can be a spirit, when people even mean well, their words sometimes come across as accusations. For example, a husband says to his wife, "This dress really makes you look beautiful and rounded." But all the wife hears is an accusation of being fat. She says to him, "Are you trying to say I am fat? Just say it, so that I know that is what you're saying. What does rounded mean?" Meanwhile, the man is just trying to be nice. People are hearing accusations even when no one is accusing them. For everyone in this category, I pray for you today that God himself will set you free in the mighty name of Jesus. Even when people accuse you, like Paul and Silas, you will rise above the accusation in the mighty name of Jesus. Sometimes it could be the man in the marriage feeling accused. A responsible man behaves well when he has money to take care of his family. True or false, he feels secure. Not a lot of men can handle periods when they do not have a lot of money. They feel very vulnerable, and any small comment is an accusation. The man goes out with his wife to have lunch, for instance, and knowing that her husband still has a lot of things to sort out, she offers to pay for the meal. But the man reacts, "Is it because I do not have a job? You want to rub it in my face in public?" Relax. Nobody is accusing you. People are on the edge sometimes because they feel accused. Nobody is accusing you. Relax. Paul and Silas were wrongfully accused and rightfully accused. They felt the pain of accusation. Let us pray. Father, I banish the spirit of accusation from my life, and I receive the grace to rise above accusation, no matter the situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.